and Tove, good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive, I see.
Yes, I'm sure there'll be others.
I'm sure, hopefully. How is Tony?
So. He has another procedure in Lafayette on Tuesday. He just hasn't bounced back from this last one 6 weeks ago, so don't know what this means.
Just have to enjoy the process on the
right
to do. Shavuot Tov, good morning.
Shavuot Tov, good morning.
I'm going to go ahead and mute since we have another person.
All right.
Okay.
And we'll start. Please join me in saying the Anima Koach. Ana bekoach gedulat shemincha tatin serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Abel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Laharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kafshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamble Betet Resh Tzaditap Gimel Chasim Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adatach Bet Kufbet Bet Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodeya talubot Shin Kufat Tzari Yud Tav We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Waheh, Adonai Yohei Waheh, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Noseyaon Wa'pesha Be'chata'av Be'nake We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary of the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkintei, Bit Kilu, Urchimu, Kilu, Kilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'Shem, Yodhei, Bavavhe, V'Yichud, Ashelim, B'Shem, Ko Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'ayhino, Amadunai, Elohindu, Aleinu, Ma'asei, Yadenu, Kanunei, Aleinu, Ma'asei, Yadenu, Kanunehu, Pasuk 29.
Random.
Rabbi Amar Bekamah. Shishot Biovada Dikshot Vele Lachmila Bialma Divaye Barnash Tadah Yaleya Mineya Ulanaga Beya Kalana Dakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wipola Itzirik Bialma The year 5780, our current year, has an external energy that connects to the word compensate and an internal energy that connects to the Shefa, the flow of God's goodness into the physical world. We're able to reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation through the study of various verses from the Tanakh that connect to the energy of 5780. The verse that we will study tonight or today is from Isaiah. It's chapter 8, verse 5. Vayosef Hashem daber ayalai od lemor. And Hashem spoke unto me yet again, saying, Hashem moves, speak more, my God, to me, and say, the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Israel unta ti vishakam tahtav willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alave mehe shilai lahe Aka aka heta ezayo alada la awa he hea yozala me behe he reo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pe hela nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta hey hey ah ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo ah wa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nu da anu yo hey ah me re hey ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la hey. Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo he wa he wa danu yo he he wa shi a me be nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu a me he yo Dame be me nuko ayoa he bewa re a he mio be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a he yo ta ra la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa kame yo la yo wa pe du la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me be me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he. Ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ta ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu to me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey. Ala wa me zayo, ta he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 19th day of Cheshvan, Abel, the son of Adam and Chava, Hevel, ben Adam HaRishon, and Chava Bat HaShechinah. Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, Rabbi Naftali Yitzhak Segal, Rabbi Yitzhak Abraham Wallerstein, Rabbi Shimon Halevi Heller, Rabbi Eliyahu Rogler, Rabbi Moshe Michel of Biala, Rabbi Yehoshua Atia, Rabbi Sa'asa HaKohen of Tunisia, Rabbi Abraham Zvi Hirsch Kamlai. It is our normal practice on Sunday, since we don't have an evening class, we will study the names of those people who left the 20th day of Cheshvan, which begins this Sunday evening at sunset. Rabbi Shalom ben Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaLevi, Rabbi Moshe Nosen Nota ben Rabbi Menachem Mendel Lemberger, known as the Makeover Rabbi, Rabbi Abraham ben Yitzhak of Narbon, Rabbi Abraham ben David, he's known as the Rabbat II. The birth of Rabbi Abraham Yaakov Osadigura, Rabbi Yecheskel, the third Rebbe of Radnosk, Rabbi Moshe Lemberger, he's known as the Makava Rav of Kfar Ata, Rabbi Mordechai Sharabi, Rabbi Mordechai Leib Zuckerman, say the battlefield prayer just in the Hebrew. Yirmiyahu Aleph Lema'an Shebecha HaKadosh V'chatachor HaYotzer Me'ha-Pasuk Hey Ilachem Lachem U'yatem Tacharishun Shetachten L'chaylinu Willakosh Shamre Amcha Yisrael Koach v'hatzlacha v'netzavcha ach v'kol amin ben v'davud ben macham hachma ben v'kol bereva uvadin v'yehu divrei hachamachatam nishmaim. Ani kol adam ulo yekol shom adam le'amod keneged kenegdam b'shum devar b'koach Hashem hazeh u'makoro shehu zeh yud kei vav kei yitem ha'ata Weweach Amdi Yikesh Lalau Chamsa. The Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yi ach. Mi wu yohu. Ya'ash, mi wiyosh. Ya'ash, mi wiyosh. Chesed. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Bina. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Ya'ah eni wiyohe. Hakba. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim panai lo tase lecha pesel lechol temenuda asher b'shamayim mima'al yasher baretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat laretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavden ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkanah poked avon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim l'shonai v'yoseh hesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim Tavol v'asita kom melachtecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'ashem Elohecha lo tase kom melacha ata v'incha v'itecha avcha v'amatcha uchemtecha v'gercha Asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et ha-shamayim V'et ha-aretz et hayam V'et kol asher bam V'anach b'yom ha-shvi Alkein berach Hashem Et yom ha-shabbat Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al hadama asher Hashem Elohecha notein lach lo tirtza lo tina lo tino Lo ta'ane b're'acha, et shaker lo ta'chmon, et re'echa. Lo ta'chmon, et shet re'echa, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher re'echa. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Kaddish that we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. There's a lot of background noise, so I would appreciate if you would mute your phone by pressing *6. Thank you. And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viam leaf malhute bechayechon uviobechon uvechaye de col beit Yisrael. Bagalav visman kariv. Vid parach vishtabach vid par vid romam vid nase vid adar. Ita levi talal shemeda kucha ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata u'shvechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma yehesh lama rabba min shabaya v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromau, uyase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, ve'imru amen. Our class today is continuing our study in the book of Job, Eob. You'll find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the right-hand column, where it says Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. When you open that up, if you scroll to the bottom of that landing page, you'll see the book of Job. And today's class is chapter 1. Today we are going to start to read the Hebrew, and you can find that handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. Actually, you can find it on that same landing page where the Book of Job is. You'll see it where it says the Hebrew English of the book of Job. And before we start the class, we will need to say an additional L'shem Yichud, because we grounded the energy when we said the Baruch Shem with the Shema. So we are going to start with the where we open up with verse 1 or V1 in the English, and it's a commentary from the Zamra Institute. And then we will transition to the Hebrew and then the English translation. There was a L'shem Yichud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urhimu Uthilu Uthilu Urhimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'Yihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanuneihu. There was a man in the land of Utz. The commentators associate this land with Aram Naharaim, where Nahor, the brother of Abraham, lived. Uz was Nahor's firstborn. In the Targum on Lamentations, that's the Aramaic translation of Lamentations, it identifies the land of Uz with Armenia, stating that this was inhabited by Edomites. Ibn Ezra and Ramban, both Torah commentators, both Kabbalists, concur in identifying Uz as a land inhabited by Edomites. The Ramban suggests that Job was a descendant of Abraham through Esau, and that he knew his creator and served him through fulfilling all the mitzvot dictated by human reason and common sense, in particular the mitzvot of the heart, the root of all of which is the fear of God, or the awe of God, Yirah Hashem. The Ramban argues that Job's companions were also Edomites, and in his introduction to the book of Job, he suggests that it is appropriate that the lengthy dialogues it contains about human suffering are attributed to the descendants of Esau, the archetype of the sword-wielding warrior, symbolizing the accuser who brings punishment into the world. And I will comment on this commentary, especially this last line. While it's an unwritten commentary, it's an important one to realize. The angel that is in charge of Edom is Satan. And Satan has many tasks, but they're all related to the one task, which is to be a test for the children of Israel. This is why he is the archangel for the land of Edom, which is the opponent, so to speak, and it's not truly an opponent in the physical sense, but Edom is in contrast to the children of Israel. It is similar to the concept of Hashem, of Eve, as said in the Torah in the, I believe it's chapter 3 of Genesis. And the translation is usually Eve is a helpmate to Adam. And the explanation in the Talmud of the word helpmate is if he is doing his spiritual work, she assists him. And if he is not doing his spiritual work, she aggravates him, or she is his opponent until he changes and starts doing his spiritual work. I'm continuing to read. And this man was pure and righteous, and he had awe of God. He feared God and turned aside from evil. And this description is to be taken at face value, since these are not the words of Job himself, but those of the author of the book. I am adding, the word Uz has a gematria of 156. Ayin Sadi Vav, or Ayin Vav Sadi. This is the same as the name Joseph. Joseph, by controlling his sexual desires, earned the appellation Hatzadik, the righteous. In this first verse, the descriptions do not use the word righteous, yet they come close to this description. Job is from the family of Abraham, which means he has the possibility of connecting to Chesed. Yet it is only a possibility. The sages utilize the distinction between Jacob and Esau relating to the possibility to achieving tikkun. This difference applies to Yov relative to Avraham. When it comes to the relationship between Jacob and Esau, Jacob became righteous, was righteous, lived righteously, taught his children righteousness. Esav did teshuvah, but only intellectually. And as the intellectual effect of that teshuvah, his head is buried in the cave of Machpelah, but not his body. We're now transitioning to the Mechon Mamre link, where we will read the Hebrew and then the English translation. Yishayav Eretz Utz Iyov Shemo V'chayah Yishahu Tam V'yas Shar V'yirei Elohim V'sar Meira. There was a man in the land of Utz whose name was Iyov, Job, and that man was wholehearted and upright, and one that feared God and shunned evil. As you can see, the commentary we read does relate to this first verse very clearly. We will now read the second verse. Vayivaldo lo shiva alanim v'shalosh banot. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. The third verse. Vayhi miknehu shivat alfei, tzonu shloshet alfei, gemalim vachamesh. Meot semed bakar vachamesh meot achonot ve'avuda rama meot vayhi ha'ish ahu gadol mikol b'nei kedem. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. And 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 he-asses, and she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the children of all of the East. Returning to our commentary, it says, verses 2ff. Iyov attained the very summit of material success, possessing abundant livestock, the main wealth in antiquity, as well as being blessed with 7 sons and 3 daughters who lived in the lap of luxury, feasting every single day. I am adding, recognize the 10 sephirot in the children of Iyov. One perception is that the 3 daughters relate to the left column of Gemurah, Hod, and Malchut, and this makes the upper triad all male. Another perception is the upper triad consists of 2 males and 1 female. The 1 female would be Bina. The other 2 females would be Gemurah and Hod. The 5 males become Chesed, Tiferet, Netzach, Yesod, and Malchut. The question arises as to what world has Malchut being male, being a sharing consciousness? The answer can be the negative system, which has the Malchut wanting to share with the positive system to affect the agenda of the negative system, to affect it, to share it with the holiness and overcome the holiness with its own agenda, its own value system. For fear that his children may have become arrogant and denied Hashem, Job regularly offered olah, whole burnt offerings on their behalf. Verse 5 is adduced by the Talmud and as proof that out of all of the different kinds of temple sacrifices, the olah offerings specifically came to atone for untoward thoughts. In verse 3, the number 7,000 has one verse in the Tanakh with the same gematria. It is Genesis chapter 34, verse 24. Here is its English translation. These men are peaceable with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. And I am adding that the above verse is stating a method to create unity among the different nations, among peoples. In Kabbalah, a number in the thousands relates to the Sefirah of Chokmah, wisdom. A number in the hundreds relates to the Sefirah of Bina, understanding. A number in the tens relates to Zerantin, the small face. The number 7 relates to the 7 lower Sefirot. Words that have gematria of 7 in the Tanakh are translated as short, troop, fish, give, and a few other words. The number 3,000 has 4 verses in the Tanakh with a gematria of 3,000. The English translations are below. Exodus 17:11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Numbers 33, and I forgot to put the verse number. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. The concept of the gods represents and connects to the concept of the angelic ministers referred to as Elohim, gods, but with a small g, not a large g, if that makes sense to you. 1 Chronicles 9:16. And Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galael, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelled in the villages of the Netophonites. Ecclesiastes 3:10. I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. All of the above seem to have negative impacts on men. Please remember, these are about cleansing. The number 3 relates to the 3 columns of the Tree of Life. Words that have gematria of 3 in the Tanakh are related to come, go, father, and no other words. There are many words with a gematria of 500. Some of these are in my sanctuary, give, carry, in my openness. The number 5 has a few words in the Tanakh. Among there are eminent, portion. In Aramaic, this. The word East Kedem, East, which is Kedem in Hebrew, has a gematria of 144. There is a relationship of the number 144 to the volume of a seah. There are 144 eggs to a seah, and 40 seahs is the minimum size of a mikveh. How old are the children of Job is a question we can ask. Are they children, or are they old enough for their own families? I am adding, in verse 5, according to the spiritual laws of reincarnation, the children of Eov are not yet grown, since the tikkun of the children also relates to the tikkun of the parents. Otherwise, there is no reason for the Torah to tell us that Job was making rectification for his children. It is also important to realize that these feasts happened every day, and nowhere does the Torah say Eov made any sacrifice except for Olah. Thus, there was never any sacrifice made to Satan. We're returning to the Hebrew. Verse 4. V'ha'okuvana v'yasu mishte beit ish yomo v'shalchu v'karu lishloshet achtehem lechol belishtot imahem. And his sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one upon his day, and they would send and invite their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. This would be an indication and a hint that the seven male sons of Job connected to the seven lower Sephirot, and that the three sisters were all the intellect, and that would be a world that's the world of Tohu, the world of confusion, the world of the breaking of the vessels. That's an unwritten commentary. Verse 5. Vayhi ki hikifu yemei hamishte vayishlach Eov vaykadshem vayishkim baboker vehe'ela olot Mispar kulam, ki amar Eov, ulai hat uvanai, uverchu Elohim, belivavam, kima yase, Eov kol hayamim. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Eov sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Eov said, it may be that my sons have sinned and blasphemed Hashem in their hearts. Thus did Eov continually. Actually, the name of God used is Elohim. The sixth verse. Vayehi hayom v'yavo b'nei ha'elohim lehityatzev al Hashem v'yavo gam ha'satan b'tocham. And it fell upon a day that the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Hashem, and Satan came along also among them. The seventh verse. Vayomer Hashem el ha-satan me'ayin tavo vaya'an ha-satan et Hashem Vayomar Mishut Baretz Umechitcha Lech Ba. And the Lord said unto Satan, where do you come from? And then Satan answered Hashem and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. The eighth verse. Vayomer Hashem El HaSatan Hashem Talitcha Al Avdiyo Ki En Kamohu Baretz Ishtam V'yashar Yirei Elohim V'sar Meira. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Hiob, that there is none like him in the earth, a wholehearted and an upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil? In this case, the word God is Elohim. The ninth verse. Vayan ha-satan et Hashem vayomar Achinam yareyo Elohim. Then Satan answered Hashem and said, does Hiob fear Elohim for nothing, for naught? The tenth verse. Halo et ata sahta vado uvad beto uvad kol asher lo misaviv ma'aseh yadav perachta umikdehu paratz va'eretz. Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has? On every side thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions are increased in the land. You'll note in the Hebrew that the word is et, aleph to tav, representing the female you. But it's written at, but it's pronounced atah, which is the male you. But that word atah has the understanding kabbalistically that it represents the 22 Hebrew letters of aleph to tav being injected and being creating the physical world. The letter he, the lower he of yud he vav he. Whenever we say a blessing, blessed Baruch Atah Hashem, the consciousness, the meditation is Aleph Tetah, all the letters of the Hebrew Alephbet are injected, are brought down into the physical world. Verse 11. Ulam shalach na yadcha vegar bekol asher lo im lo al panecha yivarkecha. Thank you for those of you who said bless me. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Hashem. Verse 13. Vayehi hayom uvanav uvnotav ochlim v'shotim v'ayim v'beit achichem ha-bechor. And it fell on a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Let us finish the commentaries up through verse 11. And we'll take a look at whether we stop here or try and finish, but I don't think we're going to have time to finish today. We're starting with verse 6. And the day came when all the sons of Hashem came to stand before Hashem. The whole matter could have been known only by way of prophecy. This is a teaching of the Ramban. The prophet who wrote the book of Yeo depicts the heavenly scene on that day, on the day. This was Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment. That's Rashi. When all the angels gathered in the Bet Din Shel Ma'alah, the heavenly court. Although God is perfect unity and encompasses and includes all his angels, they are depicted as being separate from him and standing before him, because each of the different angels depicts a different aspect or quality. And the Satan too came in their midst. Again, Hashem is perfect unity, but there is an aspect that comes to test and try men. And this aspect is embodied in the figure of the Satan. The Hebrew word Satan relates to the word sitna, meaning strife and accusation. Commenting on our verse, the sages of the Talmud state that the Satan has three roles. He is the tempter, or the Yetzer Hara. He is man's evil inclination. Having tempted man and causing him to stumble, he then stands up as the accuser, pointing to the man's sins and demanding retribution. And the third task he is given, having indicted man, he comes to punish him in his third role as the angel of death. I am adding on verse 7, does Satan have the obligation to report of a temptation that has been resisted by an individual human? It's a question that isn't stated anywhere that I have read, that isn't answered anywhere I have read. Verses 8 and 9. God himself attests that in spite of Job's outstanding material success, he had not sinned in the way that so many of the wealthy and powerful do sin, with arrogance and with the denial of Hashem. Yet the Satan argues that Job's righteousness has not yet been genuinely tested, since he had been insulated from poverty and other harsh aspects of life. Verse 11 FF. The Satan is demanding that Job be tested to see if he will not blaspheme when he has a taste of suffering. Hashem gives Satan authority to destroy Job's wealth and kill all his children. Yet even in the face of these terrible calamities, Job does not complain that God has been unjust. Instead, he stoically states in his immortal words, "Naked I came forth from my mother's belly, and naked shall I return there." Hashem gave, and Hashem took away. Let the name of Hashem be blessed, And this is a good place for us to stop, as our time has run out. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah. Go ahead, Martha.
Could you go back? Could you explain again what the 144 numerical value pertains to? I didn't quite understand all of that.
Do you remember me teaching that in the year 2000, there was a change of the relationships of angels and people and Hashem and people, that we no longer have to die, that we continue to die only because we don't know that we don't have to die, and people still expect to die, and their consciousness allows Satan to keep taking them. Have you ever heard me say something similar to that?
Somewhat, yes, sir.
Well, that teaching comes from a translation by Rabbi Berg of a verse in the book known as Chesed Avraham by Rabbi Avraham Azulai. What the teaching is and what the translation says, that one of the openings to stop death is the year 5760, and he rationalizes it, he justifies it, by explaining that a mikveh takes a minimum of 40 seah of water that is living water. And I'm not going to go into what living water is right now, it would take too long.
Okay, a seah, is that like, hey, I think I read somewhere.
Let me finish. But he also says that a seah is a volume of something, air, water, things. It's a volume consisting of 144 eggs. And there are 40 seah in a mikveh as the minimum size. And if you multiply 40 times 144, you will get to 5,760, which was the year 2000 in the Gregorian calendar. So that is the connection about the number 144.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? I bid you all Shavuot Tov. Have a good week. Reminding you that there's a class this afternoon at 3 p.m. West Coast time for Advanced Reincarnation. And tomorrow there will be our normal two classes, one at 4:30, which is a deeper Zohar class. We're continuing our study of the essays on circumcision. And at 7 o'clock, we will connect to the essays, the writings of the Ari. Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.